Welcome to Georgia Today. This podcast features the latest reports from the GPB News Team. On today's episode, tax day is approaching, but Georgians have a little extra time to file this year. A hospital in Macon develops a special care program for people who are pregnant or postpartum, and a 100-year-old World War II veteran from Georgia receives France's highest honor.
There were 400 of us, maybe two of us left, and so this is honor of me, but with the outfit more than anything.
Today is Monday, April 14th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. The federal government has revoked the student visas of some international students in Georgia, including students at the University of Georgia and Emory University. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Asghar Mahmood, the executive director of the Georgia chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, says that it is not immediately clear why some students have had their legal status revoked by the U.S. State Department.
There's a lot of fear on campuses. There's a lot of uncertainty, and we're very concerned for the student body. This is a really concerning thing for the state of Georgia, for our public education, private education.
Mahmood said she is advising international students to check their visa status and make sure they are not in violation of any rules. Meanwhile, an Atlanta-based immigration law firm has filed a legal challenge to the visa cancellations on behalf of impacted students. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis.
Georgians rushing to meet tomorrow's deadline to file taxes have a little breathing room because of the devastation caused by Hurricane Helene. The Federal Emergency Management Agency issued disaster declarations for several southern states, including Georgia, in September. The IRS then extended the date to file and pay 2024 taxes from April 15th to May 1st, and Georgia's Department of Revenue followed suit for state taxes. John Powell is a partner at the Atlanta-based accounting firm Moore Colson.
Having a couple of extra weeks can be a godsend. If cash is tight as well, having a couple of extra weeks can allow you for time to make those payments.
Extensions like these are automatically granted to areas impacted by disasters. Plans to celebrate the nation's 250th anniversary in Georgia could be scaled back or eliminated because of federal funding cuts. The Trump administration has canceled grants from the National Endowment for the Humanities to state humanities councils as part of Trump advisor Elon Musk's cost-cutting Department of Government efficiency. The president of Georgia Humanities, planning various events for the anniversary, lost about $740,000 in federal funding. She calls the loss, quote, heartbreaking, saying next year's anniversary is a moment for the country to reflect on its past and future. Anniversary plans now in jeopardy include a digital book club in partnership with the state's public libraries, a program for speakers to travel across the state to give lectures and presentations, and a Smithsonian Institution program known as Museum on Main Street, which brings traveling exhibits to small towns and rural areas. A Macon hospital is taking extra steps to treat minor conditions like headaches and fatigue that could be life-threatening for people who are pregnant or postpartum. GPB's Sophie Gratis has more on new procedures at Piedmont Macon Medical Center.
Patients in Piedmont's emergency room who have recently given birth or are in their second or third trimester are now diverted to the obstetric emergency department, says Carrie Willingham with Women's Services.
Now every patient that comes through the doors through our OBED is seen by a board-certified physician.
A physician on staff 24/7 who can manage emergencies. This comes as more maternal deaths in Georgia are being tied to preventable complications during and after pregnancy. The OBED will also manage the increase in patients who have come to the hospital looking for help to navigate the state's abortion law.
Even if, you know, it's not a wanted pregnancy, there are options for these moms who are able to help provide those resources for them.
Resources like prenatal care or support with next steps. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
As warm weather sends visitors to Tybee Island, a new scientific study aims to make their beach going safer. Researchers are looking at how waves produced by large ships on their way to the port of Savannah affect the island. Richard Stiles is an oceanographer with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. He says scientists already know a lot about waves.
However, on the north shore of Tybee Island, it gets a little more complicated.
That's because the ships themselves, the underwater shipping channel, the river's current, and other factors make waves there dangerously unpredictable. Signs warn beachgoers about the increased risk of drowning, But Style says if data and computer modeling can predict the waves better, that could help with beach safety.
And so we're here to study that phenomenon to find ways to reduce that wake because it is a public safety issue.
He expects the report to be complete next year. Sandy Springs cut the ribbon this weekend on a new $56 million police headquarters and municipal court complex. The facility on Morgan Falls Road includes a 100-seat courtroom with private judges' chambers and an intelligence operations center. It is expected to officially open on April 21st. Certain services will be unavailable until the opening, including background checks, fingerprinting, and obtaining copies of reports or accidents. A 100-year-old World War II veteran from Northeast Georgia's Gainesville received France's highest honor on Saturday. The Consul General of France in Atlanta bestowed the French Legion of Honor upon Alan Kinder. He landed on Utah Beach 2 months after the D-Day invasion in 1944. He was attached to a unit of about 400 soldiers trained to detect enemy artillery. He risked his life daily until Germany's surrender. After a ceremony in Sandy Springs, north of Atlanta, Kinder spoke with GPB's Alicia Eakin about his experiences during the war and what the honor means to him now.
On D-Day, I was in Fort Lewis, Washington. We left the next day for Europe. It took us about a month to get to England. We spent a month there and then landed late, over 2 months after the invasion. Things had settled down. There was still noise. We could hear artillery. There were battles going on about 30 miles inland, but by this time the beach was quiet. So I never saw the beach until I went back to Normandy last year for the 80th anniversary of that. It's the first time I really saw the beach in the daytime.
And how was that experience to go back there?
It was a thrill. It was a special thrill for two reasons. I got to take my grandson with me, which I thought would be enough. But when we arrived, with the attention we got and the appreciation we got from the people there, it just made the whole thing so much worthwhile. We were, as we said, as my grandson said, we were hugged and kissed by 80, 90-year-old people. It seemed strange, but then we realized at that time when we were 19 and 20, they were 8 and 9 and 6, you know, and we gave them candy and that sort of thing. So it all evened out as you get older. It was fun.
And so did you think at this point of your life it would just be trips and memories, not medals? Were you surprised when you found out about this?
Yes. We heard about it. You have to apply for it. I didn't know that. My grandson didn't know about it. We got home, and he started talking to Mr. Frechette of the embassy, of the consul, and this came about.
Amazing. And did I hear that you're going to go back for another trip?
Yes, we're going in June back to the Bulge. I didn't want to go there. And I really don't remember a lot about it. I'm anxious to see if some of it comes back to mind. There's just too much to remember. That my mind is not, it's very sharp up to that point. But I'm hoping it'll kind of restore some memories.
And how important is that to you to make sure you're sharing the memories of what happened and relations and everything?
Very much. When they first contacted me about going, I said it's a little bit ostentatious. I didn't do that much. And in talking with them and since then, and especially having met the old people who were kids then, we realized how much it means to so many. It means more to Europeans than to Americans. With all respect, here we get thank you for your service, and we're there more than welcome. But there is hugs, kisses, and tears, and you really appreciate their appreciation. And there's only a few of us left to accept that appreciation on behalf of everybody. So, as I said, there were 400 of us, maybe two of us left. And so this is honor of me, but for the outfit more than anything.
That was GPB's Alicia Eakin speaking with Alan Kinder of Gainesville, the latest recipient of the Legion of Honor, France's highest award of merit, established by Napoleon Bonaparte in 1802. The Consul General of France in Atlanta said, quote, "France will never forget the courage and sacrifice of the brave Allied soldiers who risked and too often lost their lives for our freedom." Rory McIlroy is this year's Masters champion. He beat Justin Rose by making birdie on the first hole of a sudden-death playoff at Augusta National. The win makes McIlroy the sixth player in history with a career Grand Slam, meaning he has won all major golf tournaments throughout his career. The Masters had been eluding McIlroy. His last major win was 11 years ago, but he finally slipped into the green jacket last night in Augusta. In baseball news, the Atlanta Braves AA affiliate Columbus Clingstones will play their home opener tonight at Synovus Park. And former Atlanta Braves pitcher Craig Kimbrell has been added to the roster. It is unclear if the nine-time All-Star and 2018 World Series champion will take the mound this evening, but he will be in the building. As for the Braves, they head to Toronto this evening to begin a three-game series against the Blue Jays. The Braves are coming off a disappointing loss yesterday in which Braves ace Chris Sale permitted 4 runs, 3 earned, and 6 hits in 4 1/3 innings. The reigning NL Cy Young Award winner struck out 7 and walked 3, but Atlanta finished with 4 hits and dropped to a 1-9 record on the road this season so far. One bright spot on the horizon for the Braves is that pitcher Spencer Strider is scheduled to start on Wednesday, more than a year after landing on the injured list and undergoing surgery to repair his UCL. And that is a wrap. Thanks so much for listening to Georgia Today. Please come back tomorrow. The best way to remember to do that is to subscribe to this podcast. When you do, we will pop up automatically. And your feedback makes this podcast better. We hope to hear from you. And the best way to reach us is by email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. And remember, for all the latest news, you can check gpb.org/news. New stories pop up there all the time. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.